We have learned that faith is obeying God when it doesn't make sense necessarily to us. And here in the Hall of Faith, Hebrews 11th chapter, we see the giants of faith. We see Enoch, we see Noah, we see Abraham, we see Moses, we see Gideon, and so on and so forth. Discouraged after reading about all those giants of faith? And then we see our own failures. All of us see our failures. I remember I was at a stoplight once. And I was the first car. The light was red. I was waiting for it to turn green. Next to me, there was a turn lane. And that arrow was red. And I looked over there. And there was a car there next to me. A woman driver. And I looked up at the light. And just then, her arrow turned green. And she just sat there. And I said to myself, self, when are you going to go? That irritates me when people don't go when the light turns green. And then thoughts began to go through my mind. Well, it's a woman driver. What can a person expect? I was becoming very critical in my mind as I watched the light and watched her not move when all of a sudden I heard a horn honk behind me. And I looked up at my light and it had been green also. And I was very embarrassed and humiliated and recognized that I had faults and there's no room for criticism. So we see our failures, and then we look at the giants of faith, and we say, I can never be like that. I like to go to car shows because I'm a car restorer. I've restored many antique and classic cars, trucks, and tractors. And I never show them because they're not perfect. And when I go to a car show, I see these beautiful cars, and I think, wow. You know, and then I saw a car that was the same year as mine, and the hood was up, and I looked under the hood, and it wasn't all bright and fancy like the other cars. I looked at the bodywork, it wasn't perfect, and I thought, wow, mine could have been here. And here in the faith chapter, we discover something interesting after it talks about by faith Abraham. Then the next verse 11, it says, by faith, even Sarah herself, notice it says, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. So here, Sarah is in the Hall of Faith. Now that's amazing. But God specializes in curveballs and anomalies. Here in this hall of the giants of faith, he puts Sarah and calls her a person of faith. Which is interesting because when we think back of the story of Sarah, God promised Abraham and Sarah to have a son and there would be a great nation, many descendants, so on and so forth. And Sarah, lacking faith, decided to work things out herself. So she had a servant by the name of Hagar, an Egyptian, that was given to her when Abraham, in his lack of faith, said, she's not my wife, she's my sister. Or didn't say she's not my wife, but he said, she's my sister, implying she wasn't my wife, so Pharaoh took her and so on. And then Pharaoh find out, and he kicked Abraham out, and he gave him many possessions, and he gave the servants that he had given to Sarah, they went with her. So here's Hagar the Egyptian. So Sarah said to herself, self, I have an idea. I'm going to help God out. He's having a hard time. I will give Hagar to Abraham as a wife. And she'll give birth on my knees, and it will be my son. So she had this all worked out because of her lack of faith. And of course, it just created problems. God still told Abraham, you will have your own son, you and Sarah. And so one day, some strangers came walking by as though they were going past. Abraham ran out because he was so hospitable. He said, stop for a little while and rest yourselves and let me give you some refreshments. To make a long story short, he had the fatted calf killed and he got some curds and milk and all kinds of good things to eat. And then they talked to Abraham. And the one that was actually God said to Abraham, this time next year, Sarah will have a son. And Sarah was listening from the kitchen. And she burst out laughing, the Bible says. Now we're going to talk more about this story tomorrow. tomorrow. Pastor Dennis, realitychecksseminars.com.